Hello.
Hi, Richard.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. How are you?
Yes. I'm okay. What's up?
Good, good. Sorry to bother you. I just wanted to give you a call back. I know last time we spoke you were a little bit sick, but I believe you requested a call from a manager, so I'm not sure if you still wanted to.
I've been really sick this year. Last 8 weeks, haven't been able to work 5, 6. Because first I had influenza A, and then I had last call I had pneumonia. Anyway, so I'm actually back to work as of this Monday. So I'm on the job site, but I'll set aside so I can talk to you for a minute. My situation is this: God, goodness gracious. First of all, when I get online, for example, and I have on my dashboard, I have the option of doing the new one or switching over to the old one. I automatically switch over to the old one. I don't like things. I'm 63. I'm not good on things in IT and learning stuff. So when I know something, I don't like when it changes. So I stick with what I like. And when I go over there, and I went over to the old venue. Do you know you understand what I'm talking about, right? The
Yes.
old website? Okay.
Correct.
So when I go over there, I put in all leads and then, to check to see if any leads, and of course I don't. And actually, I did have one lead, but I didn't know it was there because I didn't know that I had to push a button over here to get over to look at leads. I believe that are generated by the Google verified, not guaranteed anymore, but verified. So I thought all leads came up. So there was a lead that I missed. And then it was also on the new dashboard, for example. And again, I still have to learn how to use that, but like I said, no big deal. So I missed that. I didn't think that was very, very, very good. My expectations. Of course, I just don't know the tool very well. I'm not adapted to learn that very well, though I've learned as best I can the last couple of years. For example, when I first joined about 4 or 5 years ago, I was getting leads immediately. I was getting, I mean, the following summer, I remember I was getting 5, 6, 7 leads a freaking day once in a while, right? But
Right.
usually on average of 5 to 10 a week. So, and then it petered out to where a year ago, about a year and a half ago, August, September, not last year, but the year before, and it was such a bad summer at leads, getting worse and worse through the summer, so I quit in November, went somewhere else. Then I came back to you guys about a year ago, because not quite a year ago, but the place I went to was way more expensive, and it was even less productive. So I said, screw that. I talked to honey, and we came back last June, and I got 3 leads in the first fucking 2, 3 days, right? Nothing since then, except for the one that I missed that I didn't realize I had, like about 2 weeks ago. So nothing, okay? And then what I found out most likely happened was when I first rejoined you guys last year, last August, June, July, August, and I got a couple leads right away. And then about a month later, I rejoined the guaranteed program, the verified program. About 3, 4 weeks ago, I was talking to honey. We were going to go through and figure out why is this not working for us. And when she went through, and we started with, obviously my, format, or not my format, what do you call that? Okay, when you go on there somebody goes on the search engine, Google engine, they put in a search format, okay, like interior painter rented, right? So the what are those things that you call that make up my profile? Yeah. So my profile didn't have, because before we said it had, like, we had like 24 cities, all the cities we wanted to be in, zip codes. And then I asked her, I said, what's that with the profile? Okay, go. So she said, your profile is geographical for search is King County. I'm going, well, anything else? No, just King County. I'm going, well, that does it right there. Nobody, when they do a search, puts their fucking county in. They put a zip code or their city, not a county. So I think what happened was when we switched, when I joined the Google Guaranteed program, we were talking about the profile and all the cities. I'm going, yeah, basically, I live in King County, so it's most of the ones in King County. And I think the person I was talking to must have said, oh, let's just put King County in there. Because that's the last time, the only time I ever remember mentioning that I'm in King County. And like I said, when I joined, I got 3 leads that first week. Just like when I joined 4 or 5 years ago, It was gangbusters. Oh, by the way, I didn't know about SEO or anything. Nobody ever taught me when I joined. They didn't, you know, I should have had somebody walk me through the dashboard and maybe take an hour and help me figure out how to use your product, but I didn't, and they didn't. So I didn't even know that. One of the ways, the best way to get your SEO ratings up, what you guys are there for, is to, one, get reviews, add photos, and do posts, which I didn't do in the first year and a half on my own at all. Yeah, I got gangbuster leads like crazy. And I didn't even realize it until almost 2 years ago, that 1 year that I started going downhill and I quit by the end of the summer. I was like, you know, I'm not really getting many leads. I got hardly anything over the winter, and it's already here into the extra season. I ain't getting what I used to get by a long shot. And they said, well, have you been doing this, and with this? I'm going, no. Well, you need to do that. So I started doing that. But photos every week. I got like 30 new reviews, and that, you know, and it didn't really do any good this summer. That's why I left you guys by the end of that summer. So the thing is when I wasn't doing anything to increase my SEO and all that stuff, in the beginning when I was with you guys, I mean, how in the hell did I get so many leads? I mean, I had enough work to hire 20 guys if I was an idiot. It was just take on work and hire guys to distribute. But I didn't. I mean, but the fact still remains is I got leads up to yang yang. Now I can say maybe one thing that's different is the fact is there's 1,000 times more painters out there. I'm now competing against probably just in King County alone a couple hundred new Mexican or Hispanic contractors out there that I can't touch. And I'm not being found on first page, obviously. The thing about it that confuses me is if I'm a Google Guarantee program, you guys are not making any money on me if I'm not getting leads, right? So, I mean, what can we do to get, I mean, whether it's through the Google Verified program or just people finding me on search online, you know, through my, you know, Google Business listing and the MapQuest, and coming up on first page search, what in the hell can I do? Because I've gotten 3 leads in the beginning, but back in June, and only 1 since then, about 2-3 weeks ago, and nothing in between. Nothing. Nothing.
Gotcha.
So, and then also learning, talking to Honey, some of the things that have been in or hasn't been, like, for example, that my sole profile, geographic profile for a search was King County. That was a huge fuck up. That's 5-6 months of nobody's going to find me under King County. I mean, I didn't make that change. I didn't ask that change to be made. I'm guessing that maybe it was done back when I, you know, because like I said, I got 3 in that first week, and then 3-4 weeks later I joined the Google Guarantee program again, and nothing since then. So, I mean, that makes, you know, some logic that that's probably what happened. It may not have, but I would put money on it. Again, not my mistake.
I see.
So what do you suggest to do? I'd like to get some leads here. You know, the only thing is I have a Brian Buffini Buzz Info Only program, which now I can actually custom letters and send out bulk emails to my customers. And frankly, in the last 2 months, I've gotten probably about $160,000 worth of work from just that. And I'm going to keep on going with that. And that's going to be my primary source. But I have to take on new customers. If I'm going to survive and grow, I have to take on new customers. And I have gotten nothing from you guys. Any suggestions?
Yes, definitely. So first of all, I do see that the service areas for the Google Verified campaign were updated, so that you know, we're not just don't no longer just
updated. When I talked to Honey, between my 2 sicknesses, I actually called her and we kicked out a problem, and that's when we made the changes. She did go through that and put on
perfect.
All those cities, like 24 cities, whatever. Now it's 3-4 weeks, and then I got a couple, like 3-4 more reviews since, I got 2-3 more reviews since then, and I did some more photos.
Yes.
And then I got sick again, and then I'm just back to work again. So, this weekend I'm going to be again putting, and then actually I could go out and, I got 2,200 customers, on my email list, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to ask them all for, hey, can you do a review? Because I want them to do 2 or 3 per week, which means, if I want to get 2 or 3, I got to email probably 4, 5, 6 people to get 2 or 3, right? So that's not a big deal. I can do that every week. I'll start doing that again. And then the photos, that's a real simple thing. I'll just start doing that this weekend again. But those two things are not, is there anything else that we can do? I mean, any reason why the Google Guarantee program alone is not working. And I have a question about how people find that anyway. You know, how does people find out whether, how do they, okay, here. Obviously, the Google Verified program has value to customers, people out there, when they look at it and say, oh, Google's going to guarantee the work to some degree. That has value to me. But at what point, I've actually looked for that program. I've Googled that program. I can't even get on there to find out where that program exists. Neither can my employees or to my brother and my sister. I mean, so I'm like, but how in the hell does people even find that Google Guarantee program to choose a contractor off that program?
It's actually on just Google. So if you go out on Google and you type in painter, for example, I am typing painter and then your primary area where you were verified.
So the interior painter rented, okay? Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So at the very top, you'll see sponsored painters, and then you'll see a list of a few. Usually it'll show a three or four. And then there's a button under that says more painters. So that section that says sponsored is the Google.
What does that mean?
That's the Google Verified.
Okay, so how does the customer ever find out that's verified? Well, they don't know what the word sponsored means. And by the way, I haven't gone on there about 3-4 weeks. But for the last year, 2 years, 3 years since I've been, I've never been able to find where, and actually have the people on your end explain to me where you find. So, first of all, how do you even tell somebody's verified contractor? Let alone, you know, Google Verified, Google Guarantee Program. Let alone. What to look for to find out what that even looks like. For example, a little symbol by their name. Okay, so actually, once you find mine, I have that little symbol there, and I was explaining that means you're a Google Guaranteed contractor. But nobody else out there did just know that. Even me, who was a Google Guaranteed program contractor, didn't even know what that meant. Okay, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but to find that program, even to find me was a bitch. And then when I came up on the second, third, or fourth page, which was the closest I'm getting now is 5, 6, 7 pages as far as any searches I've done in the last couple of months. I got to go get online, take a look at this thing, see what you're talking about, see if that makes any sense, and finally we'll find out what you're saying. And then we can discuss that at a later time. But it requires me to get online and re-educate myself and see what that looks like. And see how it is that people can find that guarantee program. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, what do I do? I mean, first of all, let me ask. Right now, I'm only paying you guys $150 a month, right? Plus, I got the $700 in escrow, less that last lead, which I didn't even get a chance of, because I didn't even see the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
My main thing is, what do I do about the last, you know, five, six months that I was, well, since I think I joined the Google program in August or September, that my single profile, the geographical profile search word was King County, which nobody uses, nothing unauthorized, nobody, and I thought maybe that's why nobody's found me, because nobody's going to put in, so, and that was somebody else's mistake, and I paid for the service for, 6-7 months without any chance of getting a lead because of that mistake, not my mistake. First, so that's something we had to discuss as well. So, but the main thing is regardless, no matter what, do I even want to stay paying $150 a month, which is not a lot? What if I didn't have you guys represent me and help me increase my SEO, but just manage my website? So I actually have a website at least I can give people, you know, when I email them or on my card or whatever, so they can at least go look at the website and learn more about me. They ain't going to find me through Google Business Listing to get to my website to learn more about me. I can guarantee you that, but because that's the way it's been for 7 months. But I still value the website itself. Is that a different cost?
Yeah, so to answer the question, yes. If you wanted to keep the website up and just the website, it would lower the cost to $49 per month. You wouldn't have the local SEO or the Google Verified.
Yeah, it would be $100 per month. I save $100 a month, but still have my website because it has its own value just for me to be able to shunt people in to learn more about me.
Yeah, it does help maintain the placement that you have. But I agree, it is a little bit low on the first page, although it is on the first page, and that's for both Google Verified and just regular.
I don't understand what you meant by it is first page. What does that mean?
So what that means is, so when you make a search out on Google, at the very top, you'll get your sponsored ads, which I already mentioned. Below that, you'll see the local map section, which is just a list of businesses. And under that, you get the organic search results, which are pages that were created, in history.
Yeah, there's about 15 or 20 per page.
Yeah, okay.
Contact page. So
on the first search result, which is the Google Verified list, that list is an ongoing list. But locally on maps, on the business map section, the first page, we consider the first 20 listings.
I understand that. That's acceptable. Mm-hmm. First, because you usually get four. Those are sponsored or preferred. And then it's just the first four. You get four. And it's usually the same fucking four. I mean, without exception. And they kind of you'll find all four of those same four, or even at least a couple of them, again, on the first page, your first, they'll get multiple listings, you know what I mean? So how they continue getting first page, I have no clue. Maybe one or twice has that little logo that says that you identify as a Google Guarantee Program, but of course, I only know that because I am one. Nobody else out there, like my brothers, they would not know what the hell that meant, okay? They have no clue that that's a Google Guarantee Program and what Google Guarantee means, meaning Google's going to warranty that contractor's work. None of that has no value whatsoever to any of us out here when us contractors, I mean, it does no good when the customer doing the work search doesn't even know what that means. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah,
that's my point.
Yeah, so if someone's doing a search and they see that sponsored ad section and they go into that list, once they click on your listing, right there where you have that little blue check mark saying you're verified, it says there's a button that says details. You can click on it, and it literally gives you an explanation of exactly what that is. And that's for people that are making searches out on Google that don't know what that is.
Which is not too many people are going to check to see what that check means. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean,
They're going to have a lot of other reasons before they click on that contractor to look at his website or any number of things before they click on this little thing to see what that means.
Right, because they're already on the sponsored section.
If they go on to they could do click on theirs. There's say for more information. But next, but again, we're just going to require me to be on there and see what that actually looks like. Yeah. Actually, if that's a proper good way or effective or not effective, I have to get on there and make that determination. But at the same time, though. The question still exists in that, how do I get first page listing? You know what I mean? You said a minute ago. When have I ever been on first page?
Right now I'm finding you on the first page for both the Google Verified and the local SEO or the local.
Okay, I've not been able to find myself on first page or my employees or my, they find me sometimes using 6, 7, 10 pages down, which is about 150 contractors into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that doesn't make sense. You're able to find me first page right now, fine. That's kind of funky, considering I haven't been able to do it for months, and neither of my people have either. So excuse me if I don't believe you, okay?
I'm sorry, you don't believe me?
I said, excuse me if I don't believe you.
Oh.
I haven't. None of my people have been able to do a simple word search and have me come up on first page in the last 3-4 months at all, not once. And dozens of times checking it and finding out, well, let's see if we can get on their first page today. You know, I'll call my brother and my sister and two of my employees that do it as well. There's five of us that check in once in a while, and we've never – have you ever found me? Have you ever found the first page? Where have you usually found me?
Okay.
So I'm sorry if it seems kind of stinky that right now you're able to find me on first page and none of us ever can. This doesn't make no sense.
I understand. And like I said, it's not at the very top. It is a little bit towards the bottom, but we only consider the first 20 placements the first page.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm talking about there's the first four, and then it says more contractors, then it opens up the first page. Yeah, I've never been on that one. Well, you know what? Once I found myself about 18 down on that first page. But
right,
usually on the fourth, fifth, or sixth page, same with my employees.
Yeah, so right now I'm seeing it in position number 17 for Painter on the first page.
First page, okay. So, okay, as far as I'm concerned, that's kidding.
Hello.
This is your,
I know.
This is your Google Guarantee Program. And the thing about it here, young lady, if things go the way they're going in the near future here, hopefully a lot of these contractors are going to be deported, and we're going to have a hell of a lot less people. But here's another problem. one of the things that used to happen in Washington State here is we used to have new construction for single-family housing, which the local Democrats have basically destroyed in the last 7 or 8 years, which means all that's left is the repaint industry, which means all the legal contractors in the new construction industry, because that's a fly-by-way wham-bam industry, they no longer have the work to they're now switched on over to the repaint industry, which is my industry. And now there's like 5, 6, 7 times more contractors in this industry. That's part of why it's so hard. But the problem is, the biggest part of that is, if you look on there, if you go on there, for example, I've set free so far in the last 6 months, contractors in the field, I see how, oh, there's, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8 Mexicans don't speak English. And then I'll get online on the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries business and look at their employee count, and they have 1 or 2 employees. Oh, I just saw 8 in the field. Okay? So what they're doing is they're going in there and hiring their, a lot of illegals are actually getting business loans and licenses. Illegals themselves. But even the ones that are legal are hiring illegals. Okay? So right now, that the industry is so hard to get work because I'm bidding so many contracts, there's so few little work, and you're bidding against people that are satisfied to make less, and it makes it 10 times harder. But right now, pretty soon here, when the pendulum swings and we can start getting a lot of these people, illegals, out of doing business or maybe out of the states, and maybe it'll get back to normal the way it should be, and that's American workers, okay? But when that happens, we'll have probably 1/5 the contractors on there, which is good, not good for you guys, but it'll be good for me. So, but until then, I need new customers. Any suggestions?
Yeah, as I was mentioning, so I'm going to go ahead and have some flyers created for the account. They
what's
tend
that?
To stand out. Some their flyers, it's like posts. Right now we're creating posts on the
okay, Facebook yeah, account. Yeah. You guys are doing two posts a week on Facebook, right?
No, I'm talking about the Google profile. Right now we're
I'm just confirming, verifying. That's one thing we didn't touch on, that you guys are supposed to be doing 2 posts a week on my Facebook account. I just want to confirm that you guys are doing that.
No, let me just double check on that. But no, we're not. That's not something that's included in your package.
No, I understand that. That just made me think. You mentioned we're posts. Those flyers are like posts, and then it reminded me. Oh yeah, I forgot about posts. So I wanted to verify that when we're talking about. So the flyers, you're going to do something about flyers, okay?
We're going to create some flyers, and we're going to post them as a promotional post on the Google profile versus the ones that we're already creating, which is three times a week. For Facebook, that's not included in your package. We don't create posts on Facebook.
I used to pay you guys to do posts on my Facebook. So you guys when we first joined you guys, so you guys stopped that program? You guys stopped doing that as part of the service?
Yeah, we don't do that anymore. We run
okay,
ads.
That's fine. I knew that you used to. I assumed when I rejoined that was, actually, I didn't assume anything. I actually talked to people and they said, yeah, we'll do the post now. So when do you guys stop doing posts?
That's been for quite some time. I want to say at least a year or so.
Okay, it's been about 10 months since we joined you guys. It's been 9-10 months. So when I talked to you guys about it then, you guys were doing posts. But so you're not actually doing anymore anyway. All right,
no,
that's good to know.
I think there's a confusion there because we do optimize Facebook pages, but we don't paid posts. We only do paid ads on Facebook.
Okay. And then that was the other thing, too. I used to do what's called, Adware, is that what it's called? Where I say, hey, you can put $300 of Adware on like, until it's used up. And then once I joined the Google Guarantee program, we got rid of it because that was just a waste of money. Adware. It's basically, it's just, you guys still do Adware, correct?
They are no longer known as AdWords. They're now known as just Google Ads. But yes, we do create.
Google Ads. So Google Ads. So if I call and say, okay, yeah, I put $100 on there, and that could take a couple of days or a week or two to use that, depending on the hit. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, we can only get that product back to the account if need be.
I guess that's maybe something I can try in a couple of weeks. But, well, right now, I got to get back to work.
Okay.
You know, got me right in the middle of I'm getting ready to get straight before lunch, but I can. I always have this phone on me. If you want to give me a call, say, end of the week or next week to check in, whatever. But I'll get online. It's not by this weekend. Definitely this weekend. Go through my do root words, check out the Google, illness search engine, check out, see if I can find myself, find out, educate myself more about how to recognize the guarantee program. Also, go through and see if I can also, and I've had to lately, but, navigate my dashboard a little better to learn things, see what's what. But, whatever you're going to do, that flyer thing, see what happens there. But I guess I'm just going to see what happens next week or two or three. By April 1st, make a decision what I want to do, okay?
Yeah, not a problem. In the meantime, I'll also have our Google Verified team review the account and fully optimize as well. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.